Debate over physical punishment for children still abounds. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Gustavo Carlo, professor of diversity at the University of Missouri, discusses this issue.
Spanking. In many circles, the discussion about the effects of physical punishment on children continues. Prior studies had determined that there are negative associations between harsh discipline and children's behavior that are typically observed in less than 1 year. Is it possible for children to experience long-term effects as well? We noted that the research was limited in studying children's social behaviors among low-income, racially diverse populations. So we intended to answer these questions by analyzing data from Head Start, a federal program that provides comprehensive early childhood education, health, nutrition, and parent involvement services to low-income children and their families. Approximately 2,000 mothers and children from Head Start participated in the study. All participants identified as either European American or African American. The children were approximately 15 months, 25 months, and in the fifth grade when the information was collected. Our team found that if an African American child was punished physically as early as 15 months of age, they were more likely to display negative behaviors, such as aggression or delinquency, and less likely to show positive behaviors, such as helping others, 10 years later. While we didn't find this link for European American children, we did find that irritability determined similar outcomes. Generally speaking, if children from either group displayed good self-regulation, then they subsequently exhibited more positive behaviors. Prior studies have shown that parents' beliefs about child-rearing informs the disciplining practices they use. Our findings expand the research by showing that how parents treat their children can have a long-lasting, significant impact on their behaviors. Our team recommends that parents should learn alternative, non-physical discipline practices and teach their children how to regulate their behaviors early in life in order to nurture more positive outcomes. We believe our research helps parents and teachers better understand well-being and resiliency in low-income, racially diverse children.
That was Gustavo Carlo of the University of Missouri. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.